The Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, has teamed up with a nonprofit organization to help reverse global warming. Omega and Project Drawdown are working to advance Drawdown Learn, an educational initiative that brings forward a solutions-based approach to climate change. I spoke with Project Drawdown founder Paul Hawken and the director of the Omega Center for Sustainable Living about the initiative. The initiative is based on the New York Times bestseller Drawdown, the most comprehensive plan ever proposed to reverse global warming. Paul Hawken edited the book that maps, measures, models, and describes the 100 most substantive solutions to global warming.
Basically, the way we're going to solve global warming is interorganizationally, by having church groups, by having schools, by having small companies, not just big companies, and municipalities, and provincial governments, you know, and farmers, and people who manage forest lands, and grasslands. And in other words, having all the different agencies that individuals express and embody and lead to actually work together. And that's what's happening.
Laura Weiland, director of the Omega Center for Sustainable Living, says there is a collective determination to aid in the reversal.
Part of what got us so interested in Drawdown was that we have hundreds of school kids that come every year that we spend time with. And over the past 10 years, I've been sort of trying to gauge how much do they know about climate change or how do they feel about it, depending on what they know. And most of the time, you get the feeling that it's sort of this heaviness and this sort of like, or they don't know very much, but they know that the world is being handed to them in a way that's kind of scary or maybe not so good. And so this is the first time that we have had something so tangible to actually be able to show the math to explain, and it's so clear. You know, it's like they have mapped it over 30 years and actually shown with these solutions that we have the data for, that we understand, this is exactly what we could do. And so when you look at that and you can tell a young person, we actually, this is a tangible thing that we know what to do about, how do you want to be involved? It is a completely different way of learning about climate change. And it gets, you know, it gets people so much more excited to be part of it and to jump in. And I think with this last report that came out and that's been all over the news in terms of climate change, the scientists are ringing the bell as loud as they can and saying, all right, people, it's time. It's time. It's past time. We need to do something. And I just think that, you know, why we're working with Drawdown Learn is that we can bring this into schools and we can bring this into communities and give young people a chance to lead and to participate, because they will blow us all away.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report she mentions was released in October, saying the impacts of global warming will be greater than expected. Again, Weiland.
And I've heard examples in Toronto where the kids are the ones mapping out how the emissions are going for the municipality. And just, I mean, can you imagine if these young people, while they're in school, are the ones leading these different projects that is their learning? By the time they graduate, they won't have to sit there and unlearn a whole bunch of fragmented viewpoint. They are actually going to go innovate beyond what we've even dreamed about so far. And we're going to need them. It's going to be right in time to be doing that.
Hawken says the top solutions come as a surprise to many.
And in terms of solutions, what I think what happened is we all have a bias. A bias means we've heard a lot of information, news, and we think we know what we ought to do, at least the most important things. And we hear from, you know, like Al Gore and others, you know, it's like solar and wind and Elon Musk, you know, as if we did all those three things, you know, we'd get a hall pass to the 22nd century and everything would be cool. And that's just a scientific howler. And those are crucial solutions, don't get me wrong, they're absolutely crucial. And so, because nobody had ever measured and modeled the 100 most substantive solutions. And if I had been asked but I did it in my mind, if I had been asked to say, what were the top 5 or 10 solutions, I would have written them down like that. And I would have been completely wrong.
He and Al Gore, so what are the top solutions?
Nobody's ever questioned the math. Since the book has been out for 18 months. And yet the number one solution is refrigerant management. The number 3 solution is reduced food waste. The number 4 is, you know, plant-rich diet. The number 6 solution is educating girls. And people are going, what? I mean, wind was 2, give it that, but then solar was 10. You know, I mean, it was very different than what we've been taught to believe. Because it is, that's belief. And we say, you know, people say, well, the book is so hopeful. We said, no, that wasn't our intention whatsoever. It is a reality project. It was all about reality, science, grounded.
Omega and Project Drawdown recently held a collaborative weekend event to advance Drawdown Learn and streamed live from Omega to include universities, churches, communities, and others around the globe. Weiland sees lots of potential to grow the initiative in the Hudson Valley.
When you think about young people or even just in communities, it doesn't matter what your interest is. If your interest and your passion is women and girls, or if your passion is dealing with food waste or all these other things that could be possible, you can still feel yourself as part of this larger coalition that's working towards a world, that future, and a planet that can support us. So it starts to have that feel of we're all hands on deck, we're all in this together, and yet you can be working on what's most important to you at the same time. So, and here in the Hudson Valley, there are organizations that are starting to pick this up, and they're talking about maybe having a Hudson Valley hub where we could actually really start to look at which solutions here in the Hudson Valley are we poised to just do a lot with, and which ones maybe do we look at and realize like we're not doing enough here, and start to really just look across all the different ways that we here could be part of this project.
Paul Hawken.
And what we're saying is, look, the science is impeccable, it's brilliant, it's gorgeous, and so forth. But you don't solve a problem by repeating the statement of the problem. It doesn't solve it. And what we're also saying, and I'm saying, is that every problem, every single problem in the world is the solution in disguise. That's what a problem is by definition. And so this is the most super wicked, gnarly problem humanity has ever discovered. And defined 2.5 billion data points behind the last assessment. It's extraordinary science. And what we're saying, you've got a problem that wicked, that super wicked, that gnarly, it is redolent with transformative solutions. In other words, let's talk about possibility.
That was Paul Hawken, founder of Project Drawdown, and Laura Weiland, director of the Omega Center for Sustainable Living in Rhinebeck. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Rhinebeck.